Hey guys, guess what time it is?
It's time for a
mini-sode! I'm your mini house.
I'm your mini house too!
Enjoy the show. Let's get going.
Welcome back, Alicia. I was really looking forward to talking to you and John, but
you know, he's like my work husband, and in our work relationship, he is a little more high maintenance. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, look who decided to jump in. Let's see.
Oh, here? There he is.
Oh, you look great.
Looked better than I did about 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I heard. So, yeah, we were just talking about how it would be nice if you joined us. So I'm glad that you did. Thanks.
I'm not myself right now. I'm in a cleanse, unless you haven't heard. I'm deep in it. I'm not myself right now. I had COVID last week. I mean,
yeah.
All right. So you decided to just like do the double header, like to have COVID and then do a cleanse.
Yeah.
Yeah. It better make me feel really good, because otherwise this is a lot of misery for nothing. I literally felt like this morning I went on the biggest party binge of my life, and I woke up and thought, wow, this is it. I'm dying.
And you didn't even have the fun before to justify it.
Basically, that's what happens when you cut out sugar and caffeine.
That's crazy. You don't realize how much you're taking in.
Right? Oh my gosh.
Guys, we're going to do this super quick because it's a mini-sode. So let's jump in.
Doing it.
Yeah. Out of Bounds Live. I was trying to think, how am I going to intro this? And then I went to your website and went, this intro is fantastic. So if you guys are okay with this, I'm going to read this through. If you want to jump in, if you have any comments or insight or anecdote as I'm talking through this, I would love to hear it. If I pause and give you this awkward stare, that means that you should probably say something. Cool?
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. Out of Bounds with John and Alicia, dynamic duo, aka the Batman and Robin, Laurel and Hardy, or maybe Tina Fey and Amy Poehler of broadcasting, John Roethlisberger and Alicia Sacramone Quinn team up to bring you the gymnastics content you never knew you needed.
You know, we have a lot of opinions, and sometimes we don't always want to say them on TV. So we say them on the internet, where it can live forever.
We actually don't even do that. Honestly, we're pretty pulled back. Maybe we'll loosen up as the season goes on.
I know. I think it needs to be a little bit more HBO and a little bit less FX. I don't know.
Yeah, we gotta be careful though, because we have a day job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is kind of almost like an outtakes type thing, right? This is what's not going to make it to air, and so you're getting it here. Are there stipulations? Are there boundaries for you though, as far as language and things that you're supposed to discuss, or is this just whatever the hell flies out of your mouth?
I mean, we kind of try to keep it more towards the PG than the R. We haven't swore yet,
which is surprising for me. I mean,
I'm typically very surprised.
Every other word is a F-bomb. I think we can make it like maybe some PG-13 where it's going to be at least comical.
Basically, here's the deal. Here's what this show is. This show is because I don't have enough time to talk on TV. And so I need my time to talk. And Alicia doesn't allow that. And so I just basically talk and talk and talk, and I never shut up. And this is my chance to do that.
All right. Well, I have firsthand experienced that. I'm sorry.
My wife just laughed from the other room. That's not.
Yes.
I'm trying to be better. I have, you know, I'm usually when someone else is talking, I just am waiting for my turn as opposed to listening to what they actually say. And I'm trying to change that. I'm trying to listen more and talk less. It's hard. It's
so Alicia hard. Is doing her part of the interview right now with strictly facial expressions. That's fantastic.
I found a way to mute her screen.
Yeah, you probably should get me out. No, we try to bring on some interesting guests. We've had, obviously, Sam and Bridget on because, you know, I text them and they respond. But we've had the Grable brothers. We had Jordan Weber and Chris Brooks on. So we try to keep it light and fun. We're going to have to start telling them that, like, hey, this is going to be a little more fun than normal interviews. So let's... Okay. Not text me beforehand and be like, hey, can we not talk about this? I'll be like, I don't know. It's on the table. Everything's on the table.
Yeah.
All right. So have you had anybody refuse to discuss anything? Have you brought anything up that was like out of bounds?
No, we avoid it if they text us beforehand and say don't ask. I mean,
If they ask us not to, we're not gonna talk about anything. There's nothing really at this point, but if somebody doesn't want to say something, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we want people to come on and feel comfortable. If they say, I'll tell you something, but don't tell anybody I told you. And we're got to honor that, right? Got to honor that. But, and that honestly hasn't, but we're not Dateline, okay? It's not like this is Dateline. We're just John and Alicia. J and A. J for John, A for Alicia.
Thanks for the clarification.
Yeah, in case you're wondering. It's like, obviously we know snitches get stitches. So we're not trying to like share someone's deep, dark secrets, but like, come on.
Hey, we wouldn't mind going controversial though. If somebody wants to come on and start just dumping some stuff, hey, let's go.
I love that.
Go!
I feel the same way. And you guys have both been guests on the show, and I told you guys both before we started recording that this is your space to feel comfortable and not trying to dig dirt. So I'm glad that you guys are in that mode as well. And, you know, I'm sure people are going to enjoy it. You guys are a fun time. All right, I'm going to keep going here now. Okay. Alicia is a 2008 Olympic silver medalist, 10-time world champion. I don't see anything here about captain, but that's okay. We'll move on. One of the most decorated American gymnasts in U.S. history, Alicia has been breaking down gymnastics routine as a color analyst and has been an opinionated big mouth since 1987.
True story.
Accurate. True story.
Okay, enough said. That was unanimous. Thanks. Between the two of us, we've competed in 4 Olympic Games. We have 6 kids, 3 for each of us, and have won 11 world and Olympic medals. Okay, Alicia's won 11 world and Olympic medals. I love that. I'm sorry.
I mean, here's the thing about life is people get offended so easily. Like, you know, and here's the thing. So, yeah, between the two of us, we've won 11 world Olympic medals. Between me, I've won 0. I can be offended by that. I can hurt my feelings, but I should ask myself first. I go, well, is that true? And then decide if you want to be. If it's the truth, just, hey, it's the truth. It doesn't hurt my feelings. Alicia wrote that part, by the way.
I did write that. Look, we both have very self-deprecating humor. And if you can't laugh at yourself, you're going to be butthurt all the time.
I usually can judge by how quickly I'm going to be friends with somebody, by how quickly like I can make a joke about them and they laugh with me. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. If I get there pretty quick, I'm like, all right, we're going to be good. If you guys know John McCready and me, that's our lives.
Oh, wait a second. We went 11 minutes before you bringing up McCready. That was better than last time.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to not bring him up, but that's our lives are spent making fun of each other, and it's fun. It's just good life, at it. Man, just roll with it. I sent Alicia this picture of me this morning that I was afraid to show anybody because I looked so unbelievably bad, but it came up in our conversation. I'm like, here, this is what I look like this morning. And it was...
I literally laughed out loud. You know, when you say LOL, you're not really LOLing. I had a voice note. I was like, I'm legitimately laughing out loud at you. You look horrendous.
So how long are you doing this to yourself, John?
It's 5 days. It's called the Chroma Cleanse. And my wife's probably out there laughing at me right now. It's called the Chroma Cleanse. It costs a lot of money, but it's supposed to make you feel really good, but it makes you really miserable at the same time. Okay. What? Flushes out toxins.
Okay. Are you trying to get like your beach body ready? What's going on? Why like a midwinter cleanse?
Because Christmas happened and I had knee surgery. Christmas took place. Megan got COVID in December. I had it a little while ago. And we were just gluttons. Just, I've never been this out of shape in my life. I felt awful. She felt awful. We're like, let's jumpstart this process. Let's cleanse it out. Let's flush it out. Flush. And restart. And so far, it's really great.
It sounds great. And it looks great, too.
Mm-hmm. You can see the picture. Did you see the picture?
No.
The picture?
I need that.
I told you I wouldn't send it. Or share it with anybody.
It's horrible. I mean, I can't deny it. So what's the difference?
All right, I'm moving on. What we lack in the athletic ability, we make up for in offspring. I mean, Alicia is a machine, apparently.
I have 3 more kids than I have Olympic and world medals.
Nice bringing it back. Yeah. That was great.
Oh man, I'm like a Pez dispenser, but for kids. Pop it open.
But only girls.
Oh, God.
All girls. Just because I don't have enough drama in my life.
I don't know if I brought this up in our first interview, but I just remember before Brady even, and you were like, someday I'm going to get punished and have a girl. And look at you now.
Mm. That was like 7 ago. I'm trying to match my Olympic medals, which would just be one. I would have stopped. No, I was coaching gymnastics. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want a daughter. I have all these kids that are like my daughters. I just want boys.
And here's the thing. You can't even get them a college scholarship in gymnastics because they're probably going to be 6'1".
My daughter, I know. And then if we do have a son, he's going to be like 2 feet tall and have to be a
having a jockey son. You definitely.
Your son's going to be the gymnast just to spite Brady. Oh, for sure.
I know. And then Tegan will be like a starting quarterback somehow. Be like, well, didn't think that was possible. Here she is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving on again. Join us weekly as we break down everything collegiate gymnastics. We'll look back at the previous week and make what are certain to be genius predictions for the week to come. We'll have interviews with all of your favorite coaches and gymnasts all the way through the NCAA championships. Genius predictions. How's that going? Have you made any? Have they come true?
We make predictions, but then we just change them the next week.
Yeah. With the right to change our opinion. Their opinions with the right to change our opinions, which is great because it's our show, so we can do that.
Yeah, no one's going to hold us accountable on that one.
Alicia's predicting LSU is going to win the NCAA championship. I picked Oklahoma. And right now, Michigan's killing everybody.
Michigan's killing it.
We don't talk a lot of men's, but we need to talk more men's. Oklahoma and Stanford, Michigan's pretty good too. The top three. I mean, then it's everybody else. But
so that actually was one of my questions. Are you guys going to be covering men's at all equally? What's the plan for that?
Well, I mean, it's not going to be equal, let's be honest. I mean, we both work together in women's gymnastics, so obviously it's going to lend itself to that. But obviously my background, I told Alicia the other week, I go, we got to start doing more men's. And they're getting the season going now, so we'll start to incorporate some men. And, you know, unfortunately, there's not as many teams to talk about, which is kind of...
Yeah, that's sad.
It but, is. Man, they do incredible gymnastics, so we got to talk about it.
Yes, absolutely. And I just had Justin's mini-sode on today, and it's, you know, it was just nice to listen again to it and be reminded of the new teams that are coming up. Mm-hmm. There's a few D3 ones, and hopefully, you know, that keeps going in the D1 direction too. So yeah, talk about it. Keep it alive, right?
For sure.
We do our best.
So Alicia.
Yes.
I'm gonna call you out for a second.
Yes.
How many skills does Corkina have on bars?
I don't know, 45. Three? At least three.
I don't know. I heard a few different bar skills called Corkinas recently. So
I know for sure she has two. Definitely two.
All right. I'm leaving it at that.
You know, right. Is Corkina complaining? Did Corkina call in and say, you've given me too many skills named after me?
She's probably drinking water straight out of a cup with a cigarette being like, yes, give me all these skills.
No, it's the wonderful world of Twitter. Who
everyone loves me on for not knowing gymnastics. I'm like, you know what? Who cares?
It was very funny though. I have to send this to you. It was like somebody doing like Maloney, Pack, Van Leeuwen, like all connected. But above it, it just said, Corkina plus Corkina plus Corkina.
Me.
And that was you. That was your comment.
I'm pretty sure I didn't say that, but I might have.
It was great. It was great. And I know you would have thought it was funny, which is why I called you up. So guys, how can people check out this show? Your show.
Live streams on our website.
Did that work last week, by the way? Do we know for sure that it's the Twitch stream on our Facebook, on our website, right? Did it actually work?
I don't know. I was in the show. I wasn't watching our live stream.
I wasn't either, but I was just curious. I can tell the Facebook one works because the Facebook messages we get. I'm curious. We need Nicole, can you be our best person?
Done. I definitely need, I need another thing to do. So I will take that on for sure.
Yeah. All right, good. Yeah, I'm glad we agree on that.
Got it.
Perfect.
So for you guys listening, it's Out of Bounds Live is the website. Out of Bounds Live. And how do they find you guys on social media?
John, you created the Fotchbook page.
It's just Out of Bounds. Just go to Out of Bounds, go to Facebook, search Out of Bounds, and then you'll see our, well, Alicia's beautiful mug in my face on there. And you can just go down in our stream and it'll be posted and you can watch it right there. Or you can watch it on Twitch for sure. If you go to Twitch and look for Out of Bounds, I think it's Out of Bounds Live on Twitch too.
Yeah.
And yeah, and you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, except Twitter locked us out.
Yeah, we are apparently bots and
misinformation. Yeah, we've been spreading misinformation about how many Olympic and world medals Alicia has won. So they
misinformation about how many skills Corky has on board.
yeah, they've locked. No, they did. They thought so we opened an account. So you open a Twitter account that's Out of Bounds Live, which is about college gymnastics. What's the first thing you do? You follow every women's and men's college program in the country. And they said, I guess if you like too many or follow too many people in a short amount of time, it puts up a red flag and it's locked us up ever since.
That's why we got locked out.
I was looking into it and that appeared to be the reason why they locked us up. It's either that or Nicole doesn't want us competing against her podcast. I think.
Yeah, because I run Twitter.
Yeah, it's so frustrating.
For this thing from the truth.
Nicole's texting Mark Zuckerberg as we speak.
Oh, wait, he's Facebook.
Get him off Facebook, too.
Well, don't they all? Whatever. I don't know. Yeah, definitely. I definitely don't run Twitter. I definitely have no influence on Twitter. I'm still figuring it out myself, as most people know. So can't help you there. But if you're that quick with your thumbs following all these teams, you should probably take that skill to your texting practices.
What? What are you talking about?
You with your texting.
I'm fine with texting. I get around. Here's the problem with my text message. This is true too. This will show you how smart I am. I don't get notifications for my text messages. I've gone into my phone. I'm trying to figure out why. Like, they don't pop up on the thing. Like, the little icon doesn't show I have a message. So I don't check it unless I just think, oh, I should check it. And then lo and behold, there they are.
Okay.
And I've looked and I've searched it. I need to put my wife on it. She's the technology expert in the family. So she needs to figure it out.
Okay. Give her a job too.
Did you go on our Facebook page and notice that the most beautiful 4-year-old you've ever seen in your life is the first picture you come to on Out of Bounds Facebook?
He's so cute.
Oh my gosh. I'm just going to brag on him for a moment. Everyone who's listening, go to Facebook, Out of Bounds, follow us, and like the picture of River Waffelsburger. I mean, I die.
Oh.
Nothing like a good speech impediment. Granted, all my children have them, so I'll be in speech therapy forever. But yeah, I love Wibba Waff of Boga.
That is adorable.
Go ahead. We
all have things to say, apparently. It's okay.
I'll wait. I'm going to wait till my turn to talk, and I'm going to try to listen to you while you're speaking words.
See, you're already working on it. You acknowledge the problem, and you're working on it. No, I was just saying my 4-year-old, I had like the parent-teacher thingy over Zoom. Yeah. And I was kind of expressing, like, I feel like I'm the only one that understands everything she says. Like, even my husband's like, what is she talking about?
Yeah.
What did she just say? What language is that? But she was actually saying that, like, with that age group, that, like, up to, like, 5 right now, that's really, really common because of the mask stuff and because of how much time they've spent not getting that same visual with the audio at the same time. So I just thought that was interesting. Yeah. All right, John, would you like to say something?
I don't really. I was so into what you were saying that I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, it was more about listening than the talking.
Oh, yeah. No, my wife's got a master's in speech pathology, but she can't seem to fix our middle kid's lisp. I'm a little upset about that.
That's cute.
We're going to have to hire out, which she just yelled at me from the other room, said that was rude. Probably was, but is it true? See, that's what I go back to my thing earlier. It's like, are we hiring out? Problem.
Well, you know, John,
what?
Now, obviously you're coached by your dad.
Yes.
Did you enjoy that? Because I wouldn't want to be coached by my dad. And maybe Megan doesn't want to have to take that job of coaching Quinn.
That's 100% true. Coaching your kids is in anything. Like, she's like, I can't do this. I need to just send him to somebody else.
Yes.
It's like me in gymnastics. I can't coach my kids in gymnastics. So I take them somewhere. Yeah. You're good.
I got you, Megan.
I was curious if you saw Minnesota, Michigan last night in gymnastics.
I have just heard and seen a stick fest on vault.
It was pretty good. And then Minnesota got beat, but man, it was good. Lots of sticks, lots of tens. You get a 10. You get
a lot of tens, right? But some, I mean, the ones that I saw were all completely valid.
Yeah.
I see everything, but
I'm curious why Lexi Ramler can't get a 10.
Yeah, I think everybody is.
I mean, all these other girls before and after are getting tens. I'm like, she's pretty much as perfect as you can get in her routine. What? I don't know what's going on.
She crossed the wrong judge.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they'll get pressure for that, just like with Natalie Wojcik, where she was just, there was no reason. And then finally it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks for letting me get that off my chest.
Yeah, no problem. So guys, what's the streaming schedule that you have?
Are you work on Wednesdays, mm-hmm. but because of, you know, kids and stuff, we had to move to Thursdays.
Okay.
And, you know, it could be a musical day of the week that we do our show on, but I think we're good on Thursdays right now.
Okay.
Unless we want to make a change.
1 o'clock Eastern time, Thursdays, is our status quo for the moment. It's funny, you know, you're kind of like got street cred if you got to move your show because of childcare, right? Like, do you got cred? It's like, oh man, you moved your show for childcare. Like, you think that gets us cred in the marketplace? Like, we're really, you know, just people look at us like, man, don't mess with them.
They got childcare scheduling conflicts.
Yeah, we're there until we have to travel for a meet. If we ever travel to another meet, we're going to have to leave on Thursday. That's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Well, I always leave at night. You try to get there early.
Yeah, you're weird with your traveling, Alicia. You make choices that I don't.
I make poor life choices, sure. But choices that, you know, I try to help with my kids as much as possible, because as much as my husband loves his time with our children, it gets stressful when you have them by yourself. And so I try to not put so much on him so he's not mad at me when I leave.
Okay.
Because he gets.
We're going to just let that sit there.
Hold on, let's all pause for a second.
Just make it real awkward.
You travel. No, you set up your travel. So if one little thing goes wrong, you won't make it to the meet, basically.
That's exactly what she does.
You're like, let's see how much living on the
meet. If I did that, I'd fly in day of the meet. I fly in the night.
Have you ever done that?
Do you guys have any upcoming guests or episodes that you're excited about that you want to talk about?
We're going to be perfectly honest with you. We go week to week.
Okay.
With our planning.
Well, there's the obvious people we want to have on, you know, we want to get on some of the Olympians who are now in college. Me personally, I'd love to get like Trinity Thomas is one of my favorites. One of the best in college. Love to have her on. Love to get some of the men. Justin Spring, for sure. We got to have on because he's just,
so funny.
He's like me. He doesn't know when to shut up. So he'll be fun. But I mean, we've had some good guests. We actually were just talking about who we're going to have on this week. So we'll post it, follow us on social media, and we'll take suggestions. If there's people out there that like, I would love to hear from, you know, their favorite gymnast or coach, let us know. Cause we
have
a good chance we can get a hold of them.
All right. And I like this little mystery to it too. So, all right, guys, I'm going to let you go. Alicia, I know you got some kid tutoring situation happening for you. John, you might need a nap. I don't know what's going on, but good luck with the rest of your cleanse.
And thank you. I need it.
Thank you guys for coming back. And everybody else, check out of Bounds Live on the interwebs on social media. And we will see you in a week.
Can't wait.
Bye. Adios.
That's going to be it for today, guys. Bye. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show.
Until next week.
Keep thinking outside the box.